Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better. And I just pray that you take it one day at a time and become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you stop backsliding, you turn from your ways, and that you stay on a narrow path for the Lord forever. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank God for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us going in and going out. Let us thank the Lord for just a brand new day getting us through. You know, so much going on all four corners of the earth, and we're still able to hear God and obey his voice and to see his power and to see how he still looks out for us and how he keeps his word and it doesn't go void. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, everybody. What's going on with you all? I thank you all for supporting and listening. I truly appreciate it. I just thank you all for the support and just always just looking out as well, you know. I'm praying for you all. I love you all heavy. It means a lot to me. And I talked about last night, my message, how I was a bit sick and all that. So I'm feeling a little better now. Praise the Lord. So shout out to Sue Ryder as well. Appreciate Sue Ryder for the encouragement in the comments. So it's always important that we remember who the healer is, amen, and that God will always restore our health and our body and our temples, and we'll come back stronger and more effective and better than before, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all four corners of the earth, all faces, all races, whether you're an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather and thank the Lord. Let us praise him. Let us fellowship. Let us be together, united for the body of Christ. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord, our God, Father, our mind, heart, and soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us obey the gospel, obey the word much more, and let us know the Lord better on a more personal level. Let us know him better. He said his sheep hear his voice. Let us keep hearing his voice and obeying it, hearken to his ways. Amen. Let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. His son is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back, y'all. So let us stay ready for that return. Okay. Yes, yes, y'all. So in today's message, we're going to continue the Bible reading series as well. We left off at the book of Matthew chapter 7 reading, all right? So we're going to pick up from the book of Matthew chapter 8 and continue from there. And once that's over with, we will close out with prayer. We will close out with the priestly blessing. And it will also close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, y'all. So let's be strong. All right. A lot of weird stuff going on in this world. A lot of strange stuff. I'm just hearing about the whole Titanic story and all these different things in the world. So a lot of prophecy being fulfilled. We just got to be alert, sober, watchful people. All right. Let us do our part and spread the word, spread the gospel to somebody and help somebody, praise the Lord, help somebody through the situation and comfort them. Okay. Because We have to be more compassionate and more kind about other people and their situations, all right? It's not all about us. It's about everybody. But at the end of the day, it's really about God, amen? So let us trust in the Lord and put everything in his hands, amen? All right, on our part, let us do better and improve as well, okay? And have more accountability. So let us go to the book of Matthew chapter 8, the man with leprosy. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, see that you don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them. The faith of the centurion. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those follow him, I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their place at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. God does provide a firm foundation. Amen. You can read that in Matthew 7:24, where it says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So always remember how God provides a firm foundation. Okay. So let's continue the book of Matthew chapter 8, reading from 14. Jesus heals many. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with the word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. The cost of following Jesus. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Another disciple said to him, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus told him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. Jesus calms the storm. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. The healing of two demon-possessed men. When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. What do you want with us, Son of God? They shouted. Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time? Some distance from a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, if you drive us out and send us into the herd of pigs. He said to them, go. So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went to the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. So that's the book of Matthew chapter 8 reading. So it's a lot to unpack there, you know. The more you just read the gospel, the more powerful, amazing it is. You can always learn something, right? So he heals the man with leprosy, and then he deals with the faith of the centurion. And the centurion had great faith. Jesus proclaimed how great his faith was, and he had no problem healing the person. So when Jesus is doing all this, it's all done through God's power and the faith on our part. The faith, the believing, knowing God's power, that's the importance of meeting God halfway. You know, it's that faith that's attached to it. You know, a lot of people need to have stronger faith. Amen. Including all of us, we all speak for ourselves. We need stronger faith when we want that healing, that deliverance, that turnaround, that miracle, that breakthrough, just something instant in our lives. We need that faith for it. All right. So Jesus going in, healing people and spreading the gospel. And then he's constantly just healing. And then we go more further into the book of Matthew chapter 8. You know, Jesus describes the cost of following Jesus. And the man said he had to go bury his father. And Jesus said, hey, the bed, let the, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. You know, and then he also brought about the cost of following him. He replied and said, hey, man, the foxes have holes and the birds in the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. No, he's trying to indicate like, hey, man, hey, you want to come follow me? It's a restless journey. It's an ongoing spiritual warfare. It's an ongoing spiritual battle. And you know, the thing with Jesus, he was always doing something in the spirit. He was always praying. He was always worshiping. He was always healing. He was always casting out. He was always spreading the gospel. He was spiritually active like all day, all night long. You know, he was constantly just doing God's work. And that's the thing. So he just explained the cost of following him and letting the person know like, hey, man, this is a restless journey. So do you want to follow me? Be ready for that. And it kind of gets interesting and funny because it talks about the storm, how they were in the sea. And then the storm rised up on them. And then Jesus just told the storm to calm down. And then, boom, it just happened. He rebuked the winds and the waves just as it was. That just shows how much power he had. And then it also just shows that, you know, the storms in your life, only Jesus can calm the storm. Amen. Only he could calm it. All right. You got to have that patience. That still, you got to be still and stable and firm. You got to be patient when it comes to that. So many people out there right now in the world are going through different storms, but nobody can calm the storm the way the Lord can. Amen. And the Lord will bring you through. And you'll be able to have joy and laughter and a testimony after that storm is done. Amen. And then later in the book of Matthew chapter 8, Jesus is about healing those two demon-possessed men. All right. And they have a whole conversation with him. So even them demons understood the authority that Jesus had. And they called him the Son of God and everything. So Jesus had a full entire encounters and conversations with unclean spirits, with demons. And these two demon-possessed men, they were very violent, so people were kind of scared to even walk around them. You know what I'm saying? And he cast out them demons, and they went to the herd of the pigs. And the pigs went down to the lake and died. And then the people who were taking care of those pigs, they, you know, were astonished and told the whole city about it, the whole region about it. And they pleaded him to leave the place, you know what I mean? So when you're walking in the power of God, when you're really doing that, it's going to cause some like division in the sense of people not wanting to embrace you there or not wanting to welcome you. You know what I'm saying? So that's just the things you have to deal with when you're walking in that power. All right. So that was the book of Matthew chapter 8 reading and a summary of it. What I would love to do is read this commentary that's connected to the book of Matthew chapter 8 reading. Okay. Now we are going to read the commentary. It's titled Storms of Life. Today's Bible reading, Matthew 8, 23 through 27. Recommended readings, Psalm 27, Isaiah 41, verses 10 through 11, the book of Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34, and also the book of Matthew chapter 14, verses 30 through 31, the storms of life. Billy Tyne, a down-on-his-luck captain of a sword-fishing boat, set out with his crew in October 1991 for one last try at a big catch. However, when a unique confluence of weather conditions combined in the North Atlantic to form what meteorologists later called the perfect storm, Tyne and the rest of the crew of the Andrea Gale perished. According to locals, weather over the Sea of Galilee in Israel can be equally unpredictable. A squall can rise up at a moment's notice, hitting with such a fury that fishermen in the area must be quick on their feet and ready for anything. At least four of Jesus' disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, made their living as fishermen. Certainly they knew of Galilee's infamous storms. Yet as Jesus slept in the ship's bow, Even these seasoned sailors panicked when the storm rose. After waking Jesus from his slumber, they pleaded, "Lord, save us. We're going to drown." Imagine a storm so intense that even hardened fishermen cowered and feared. Jesus responded with a rebuke. "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Verse 26, as the disciples faced the greatest storm Galilee had ever thrown at them, Jesus expected them to trust in him first, and then he calmed the storm. Life often seems to rise up against us when we least expect it. A dark spot shows up on an x-ray, a pink slip lands on our desk at work, a quarterly report reveals a serious downturn in revenues. Suddenly, our deepest fears rise to the surface, so we look to the sky and plead, "Lord, save us." And Jesus responds, "Don't be afraid, trust me first." The next time the turbulence of life trials blows into your life, remember what Jesus asked, trust him first, no matter how overwhelming the storm appears. What to take away from this commentary? What storms in life do you find most difficult to face? Why do most of us struggle with trusting God first? When you've trusted God during difficult times, what has resulted? How can those experiences help you place your trust in him during the next trial you face? In other words, be thou the rainbow in the storms of life, the evening beam that smiles the clouds away and tends tomorrow with prophetic ray. Lord Byron, that's the quote of the day when it comes to that that commentary, very good commentary. We have to weather those storms, people. We have to trust in the Lord first, whatever we face. Amen. So that's the book of Matthew chapter 8 reading. Now we will get into the book of Matthew chapter 9 reading, all right? The book of Matthew chapter 9, here we go. Jesus heals a paralytic. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralytic, a paralyzed person laying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed person, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming." Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your own hearts?" Which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up and walk"? "But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe, and they praised God, who had given such authority to men. The calling of Matthew. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Look at that. Jesus questioned about fasting. Then John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a patch on shrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do men pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." A dead girl and a sick woman. While he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subjected to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I touch his garment, I will be healed." Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed. They laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. Jesus heals the blind and mute. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, "Have mercy on the Son of David." When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" "Yes, Lord," they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith, will it be done to you?" And their sight was restored. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisee said, "It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons." Talking about Beelzebub. The workers are few. And then, you know, he went in and on about them as well. Then Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." All right, so that's the book of Matthew chapter 9, reading right there. And it's just more beautiful and amazing to see him walk in the power and constantly healing. All right. And I like how he healed the paralyzed person, told him to get up and walk, and your sins are forgiven. You know, those type of words are life-changing words that a person would love to hear. Amen. We have to walk in that power, people. We have to embrace that power of God to help many people along our journeys with that. All right. And then this also recalls how Jesus was around Matthew the tax collector, and how when Jesus was around him, he ate with tax collectors and sinners. And then the Pharisees kind of came up and got all uppity and self-righteous about it, and Jesus just said, "Hey, I came for a doctor comes to the sick, not the righteous. You know, a physician goes to the sick, not the righteous." So that's just Jesus desiring mercy and not sacrifice. You know what I mean? You have to always keep that in mind. That's why you should never be uppity or judgmental of people, because God can use anybody. God can change anybody's life. Amen. So we got to stop looking down on each other or pointing fingers at each other's sins. You know, that makes us hypocrites, because we all fell short of God's glory. All right. And then Jesus was also questioned about fasting. And he just uses that saying of, you know, with the wineskins, and how if you pour new wineskins into new wineskins, they're both preserved. You know what I mean? Also, if you put a new one, an old one, it's going to burst. So very powerful parables right there, man, that we got to keep in our mind. All right. And then Jesus also went and healed the dead girl and the sick woman. And we have to always just remember how gracious God is and how merciful he is and how he forgives sins. When you read Matthew chapter 9, verse 6, it just shows that. It shows that, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to a paralytic, "Get up and take your mat and go home." All right. So remember, man, he does forgive sins, man. You got to stop feeling so guilty or so heavy about your past, your mistakes or whatnot. God has forgiven you. All right. We have to move on and walk in forgiveness as well. Amen. Because God has forgiven us for our things. All right. And then Jesus went on to go heal the blind and the mute. And then he discusses that powerful saying where he said, you know, "The work is many, but the laborers are few." It's a very powerful phrase right there, and it's very prevalent till this day. It's only so much of us who really want to get this work in for the kingdom. You know, it's only a few that really want to spread the gospel and do the things that Christ did, you know. Excuse me, only a few of us are willing to do this, all right? So we got to put our hands to the plow, people. We have to, amen. So there you have it, all right? That's the reading for today. Just the book of Matthew chapter 8 and the book of Matthew chapter 9 readings. I pray that we can read through this and that we can meditate on it, and we practice these things, we exercise it, and we apply it to our lives, amen? Because that power of God is very important, man. People really need restoration. People need healing. People need baptism. People need a fresh start, man. They need the Lord in their lives heavy, so we have to keep being better examples, amen? All right, so what I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. Yes, hallelujah. He is the hope for humanity. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam. He is the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Hosanna, Hosanna. He is the king of kings. Amen. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. The king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my fortress, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my high tower, the Lord is my everything, the Lord is my salvation, amen. The Lord is our righteousness, yes, yes, he is the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahayashai, Yahusha, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, yes, he is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights. He is the father of the fatherless. He is the father of mercies, the father of widows. He is a gracious God. He is slow to anger, the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal anybody. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With the Lord, all things are possible. Amen. Always remember that. Keep that in mind, y'all. Always remember that. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Amen. Yes, y'all. He is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of lords. He is the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God. He sits between the cherubims, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yeshua, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha. Yes, yes, the word of the consuming fire, y'all. Yes, yes, we touch and agree. Every tongue shall confess who he is. Every knee shall bow. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Boast in the Lord. Praise him and thank him for everything he's brought you through and will still continue to bring you through. Amen. Yes, yes. Just keep on boasting in the Lord. Talk about how amazing his son is. Yes, yes. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Amen. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved, delivered, baptized, repenting, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new life, new journeys, new sceneries, new destinations, new miracles, new signs, new wonders, new dreams, new visions, communication with the Lord, obedience to the Lord, stability, firmness, alignment, consistency. I speak those things over your life forevermore. Joy, a merry heart, renewed strength, renewed mind, just everything, renewed soul. Just as Psalm 23 says, the Lord restore your soul. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. The enemy is defeated. The enemy is a loser. Yes, yes, we are conquerors. In his son's name, by the blood. Amen. We touch and agree. Amen. So there you have it. All right. That's the word for today. The book of Matthew chapter 8 and Matthew chapter 9 readings. Okay, so I want to keep it brief and get it going from there. All right. So reading the gospel is very amazing and life-changing and awesome. I'm just glad to share it with you all, man. Got to obey the gospel, people. Got to obey it. Amen. So I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I just pray that you get baptized and just start over and just start changing your ways and doing better for the rest of your life. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever and just give y'all this priestly blessing, okay? Yes, y'all. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.